It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Adult use cannabis becomes legal in New Mexico at the end of the month. Just across the border in Mexico, that country recently appeared poised to become the biggest in the world to fully legalize marijuana. But as KUT's Antonio Cueto reports, it hasn't happened yet.
This began 3 years ago, when Mexico's Supreme Court ruled a previous law banning the recreational use of marijuana was unconstitutional. But while the lower chamber of Congress signed a legalization bill that also enjoys the support of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Morena, the ruling party, the measure to turn the country into the world's biggest legal marijuana market seems stuck.
The Senate did not comply with the deadline set by the Supreme Court. So they didn't ask for an extension, which is what they have done three times previously. They might possibly request or have an extraordinary legislative session.
Sarah Snap is from the Instituto RIA, an organization focused on drug policy reform. But even though she supports legalization, she's not in favor of the current bill.
Unfortunately, repairing the harms of prohibition and affirmative actions towards communities was much more present in previous versions of the bill.
SNAP says the original bill promised to prioritize the creation of a local market controlled by indigenous communities and small producers.
There was also, for example, restrictions on the number of dispensaries that a single business could own. We see this as positive because we don't want it to be the same business on every single corner selling.
SNAP says the current version of the bill favors bigger industry players.
If we don't take those steps, then this could turn into just another extractive industry where large companies come to Mexico to, in quotations, invest in Mexico. But really, it just means they would be taking advantage of cheap labor.
And instead of creating a new department to regulate the chain of production, distribution, and consumption, as it was first proposed by the Senate, the current version leaves it up to the National Commission Against Drug Addiction, which, she says, is not prepared to do this. Another concern that SNAP has is that the bill doesn't really do much to change how law enforcement interacts with cannabis users. The bill, as it is now, limits adults aged 18 and over to 28 grams. That's less than half a pound. Carrying more could mean an equivalent of a $500 fine, or 6 years in prison if it exceeds 200 grams, or 7 ounces. Those who register for a license could grow 6 plants, but growing more could mean up to 10 years in jail. Back at the Senate building, leaders from different pro-weed collectives, like Pablo Alfa Herrera from Asamblea Cannábica Más Conciencia Menos TV, give fiery speeches that echo some of SNAP's criticisms.
Por otro lado, el umbral de 28 gramos que se propone en esa regulación, pues solo eleva.
Alfa says the proposed legislation isn't honoring the Supreme Court's mandate. They declared that we are free, he says. That it's not a crime anymore to smoke weed or carry it. Mexico's Congress was supposed to pass a law by now. But again, that hasn't happened yet.
No queremos un registro de usuarias y usuarios. Que no sabemos a dónde va a ir ese registro.
Alfa also worries that the proposed licensing process will give police a way to harass users. He says activists don't want a database of users that they don't know where it'll end up, or if it's going to be used against them. Mario González Franjuti agrees. He's a retired litigation lawyer who now lives in Querétaro, where he grows fruit trees, vegetable crops, and also weed for himself.
Mi intención nunca va a ser pedir autorización.
González grows 6 to 8 plants a year, which would be the limit under the law. Just enough for himself and to give some to friends and family. However, he doesn't intend on asking for permission. He says he'll just continue growing the way he's been doing so far, because he's worried authorities will use a registration system to extort him.
Es solamente prestarse o darle facultades a los supervisores a extorsionarnos.
But though there are problems with the current proposals, many, including Sarah Snap with the Instituto RIA, are especially frustrated with the legal limbo.
We know that there are improvements to the bill that must be made. However, we also have been in this process for quite a long time, and we'd like to move to the next scenario, because every day that we wait is another day where people are being persecuted, detained, prosecuted, and where communities are being marginalized and oftentimes displaced.
If the Senate's special session fails and another extension is required, SNAP says another way to legalize weed could be another Supreme Court decision. I'm Antonio Cueto in Mexico City.